The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Praise
Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he's a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he's a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water for one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. I am so happy to be in your midst. Today, I'm here on behalf of my congregation, a religious order of Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy. And before I tell you a little bit about my congregation, I want to first of all thank the pastor of the parish, Monsignor Albert Bahut. Also thank Father Andrew and Monsignor Connolly for giving us the wonderful opportunity to share more about our congregation and also about our mission. I also thank you so much for giving us the gift of your presence today. My name is Reverend Father Thaddeus Abasano. A lot of people call me Thaddeus. That is the Americanized way of calling my name. But there is no problem. If you call me Thaddeus, I will answer. So my name is Thaddeus Abasano. I am presently the associate pastor of St. James Catholic Church, Redondo Beach, in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. I was ordained 11 years ago, so I'm so happy to be in your midst, to share the word of God with you, and also to appeal for help for my under the auspices of my congregation. The Congregation of Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy, is my congregation. It is a male religious congregation founded by Most Reverend Anthony Wedo of blessed memory. He was the first bishop of the Diocese of Umuahia in Nigeria, and the congregation was founded in 1970, so which means by October this year, we will be 53 years. It's still a very young congregation if you compare it to some other older congregations. The purpose of the foundation of my religious order is to work for the glory of God in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary and for the salvation of the world and salvation of souls in the world. Thus, members follow the footsteps of Christ. They bear witness to the infinite mercy of God through the life of compassion, forgiveness, and kindness. In this way, they make their lives a sign of God's love for this sinful world. It is a missionary congregation of priests and brothers, and it is the first religious congregation founded in Africa by an African. All other congregations are foreign congregations that came into Africa to evangelize, but ours is more of indigenous congregation founded by an African and in Africa. So the priest members of our congregation, they teach in school, is part of our apostolate, and they minister in parishes, while members of our congregation who are reverend brothers, they produce vestments. They teach in schools, they also teach catechisms in parishes, and they care for the sick and the needy. Our charism is bearing witness to the mercy of God and following the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Blessed Mother Mary. And that is where the name Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy comes from. This mercy is expressed in compassion, forgiveness, and kindness. We have so many of our members working all over the world. We have about 210 priests. Then about 27 of us are working in the United States, while in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, there are only two of us, Father Anselm, who celebrated the last Mass, and myself. So we are here providing ministry, priestly ministry, for the people of God. Now, let us look at the gospel of today. It is said that anyone who does not take up his cross and follow in my steps is not worthy of me. Anyone who finds his life will lose it. Anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. That is part of the gospel of today. And the question is, what does Christ mean by following in his footsteps? When he said, anyone who does not carry his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. What Christ means is that we have to imbibe a way of life that is achieved through sacrifice, through self-denial, and also through our daily crosses. And following the footsteps of Christ means abandonment to the will of God. Abandoning ourselves to his will, it means bearing witness to the mercy of Christ, which is also part of our spirituality, a life of compassion, and a life of kindness, a life of forgiveness. Part of our charism is following the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ and Mary. Compassion is a propelling force that enables us to work with and for the poor. Compassion means to feel the needs and pains of others. Our compassion should be active and not passive. We have active compassion and we also have passive compassion. Active compassion means when you have the feeling of compassion on someone, then you are moved to match your feeling into action. While passive compassion means you have the feeling of compassion for someone, but that ends there. You do not go further to match your feeling with action. So as Christians, we should have the sense of active compassion instead of passive compassion. Our Lord Jesus Christ was actively compassionate. And that is why all the miracles he performed were triggered by compassion. Look at the feeding of the 5,000. He was moved with compassion. If you go to Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, our Lord Jesus Christ saw the crowd. He was moved with compassion, and he began to cure them of all their ailments, to heal them of their diseases. If you also go to Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 17, our Lord Jesus Christ felt compassion for the woman who just lost her son, the woman of Nain. He felt compassion for her and raised the child to life. If you also look at the story of the miracle of the first miracle of our Lord Jesus Christ, the changing of water into wine in Cana in Galilee, in John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, we see the compassion of Jesus and Mary. Mary was the first to express compassion when she said, "They have no wine." That was movement to compassion. And Jesus also moved with compassion, rose up, and began his first miracle by changing water into wine, so that the couple who we are marrying, who we are wedding, would not be ashamed in front of their friends. My dear friends in Christ, to be truly compassionate, we have to be selfless. And that means thinking more of others and thinking less of ourselves. Compassion moves us to provide spiritual and emotional support to the helpless and the needy in the society. Through compassion, we move to be true witnesses of Christ in his vineyard. The ministry of compassion is an ongoing ministry. Through compassion, we change sadness of people into joy. Through compassion, we change negativity into positivity. Through compassion, we change hopelessness into hopefulness. Through compassion, we change disappointments into appointments. Through compassion, we touch lives for good. As a congregation, we follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ and that of our Mother Mary, who are compassionate to help the poor and the helpless. And that is why, on behalf of my religious order, I am standing before you to make a passionate appeal for your assistance to actualize our mission by helping us to complete the following projects of ours. And the first project is that as a congregation, we work in so many rural areas in Nigeria and other African countries. And there, that is where you see that people really need help. We work in places where people do not have the resources to take care of their daily bread. We work in places where people do not have the opportunity to attend formal education. Even those who attend school, they study under the tree, some of them, not all of them. And that is to show you how serious it is. So because of this, out of compassion, our congregation has it as a point of duty to build schools in order to train these indigent people in the society. We have already started some projects, some schools, and they are about to be completed, but we do not have resources, financial resources, to complete them. So if you take a look at this pamphlet, you will see what I'm talking about. So we need your help in order to further our mission and also our function, our duty as missionaries of the gospel. The second project is the project of training seminarians. If quoting the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 to 38, the harvest is indeed great, plentiful, but the laborers are few. So pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his vineyard. So here is a call for laborers into the vineyard of the Lord. Our congregation has a flourishing vocation. We have a lot of people who aspire to be members of our congregation, but because of the economic situation of our country, Nigeria, we cannot take as many people as possible. And that is why we take only a few of them. Presently, we have 76 seminarians who are studying for the Catholic priesthood. They are on vacation right now. On the first week of October, they'll be going back to school. And the congregation has to pay their school fees. It takes like $300 to train a seminarian for a year. So calculate $300 by 76 seminarians, you will see that is a lot of money. So the congregation needs help. And I believe that the people of God in this parish will help us to actualize our mission in bringing men who will walk in the vineyard of the Lord. I know you have responded to this call a countless number of times in the past, and you have never stopped demonstrating your generosity. Once again, I am soliciting financial help on behalf of my religious order to help us to fully actualize these projects. Generosity is not measured by the rich content of our pockets or the pockets of the one who gives, but by the generous and loving heart of a giver. God is aware of the contents of our hearts. My dear friends in Christ, without any compulsion, let us pay attention to our hearts and decide how we can contribute to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for the flourishing of the missions, especially in poor areas in Africa. Be sure of receiving more than 100-fold of God's blessings. Remember the words of Christ in today's gospel reading: whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple. Amen, I say to you, you will surely not lose his reward. Finally, the Society of the Propagation of Faith of the Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles has provided a yellow envelope for this project. So let us look on our pews. You will see yellow envelopes. You make your contributions for the good of our congregation and also for the wide world mission. If you do not have your own now, you can, before the end of the week, you can forward it to the pastor or Father Henry or to the parish office. So I thank you so much for your attention, and I pray that the God of compassion will always repay you and bless you in your homes. Amen.